The Sunday Dead Set Legends. Every Sunday morning from 10 on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to CMI Toyota.
South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of the one-hour express service.
Triple M.
Ah, yes, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Saturday edition of Dead Set Legends on this world. It's a lovely winter's morning. Good for the garden. I planted some tomatoes this week, so the rain has just come in time to get the mighty reds blooming for what's coming up, a lovely summer season, hopefully. We're with you right through until 9:30 this morning, the new time. In future, we'll be between 8 and 10 o'clock, and plenty of things happening in the wonderful world of sport. Where do we start? Some good, some bad, some really ugly. As I welcome my partner in crime, who's not ugly. He's a former champion West Adelaide Crows player, Tyson Evans. Tyson, good morning.
Thanks, Cage. Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure, Tyson.
Plenty happening, Cage. Plenty happening.
Look, let's start, with both best and fairest last night.
Yeah, big nights.
Paddy Ryder won the John Cale medal for Port Adelaide's best.
Yeah.
Were you surprised with that or not?
No, I think that makes sense to me. I think he was the most important player for Port Adelaide this year, and only just won, only by 7 votes, to Charlie Dixon, who was a little bit of a surprise.
I'm going to say, were you surprised he was a second spot?
Once again, I said during the year that he was very important to that forward line making a contest, but to finish second, and it was 241 votes to Paddy, and Charlie was 234, so only just missed out there. So, and Tom Jonas came third, which was...
Were you surprised with that, the defender?
A little bit surprised, yeah. Obviously he had a consistent...
Where did Robbie Gray finish?
He was next on... He was only one vote behind Tommy Jonas.
So he was in fourth spot.
Yeah, for 202 votes. And then Brad Ebert, Ollie Wine, Sam Gray, Chad Wingard, Travis Boak and Justin Westhoff. You probably can't argue with them. But
no, you can't. So Paddy Ryder won the John Cale medal. And this is what Paddy Ryder had to say about winning the medal.
You know, when something gets taken away from you that that means so much to you, you just realise how much you love it, and I just try to come back this year and show the football world, show my family, friends, and most importantly, you know, show myself and the football club that how much football means to me. And
yeah, had a wonderful year. Congratulations, Paddy Ryder. And on the other side of the fence, back home at the Adelaide Footy Club, Tyce Matty Crouch.
Yeah, they had a really
consistent... Won the gold jacket, had a wonderful year.
Yeah, he's really important in that midfield mix, and obviously he stepped up and helped Rory Sloane out. So he won pretty easily in the end. 315 votes to Matty Crouch. Rory Sloane was second. 253. And then a selection of players who you probably wouldn't disagree with too much. Rory Laird was third.
Had a great year.
Big Sauce was fourth. Richie Douglas. Taylor Walker. Taylor Walker may be the only one that's a little bit surprising to be up that high. And then Lynch, Brad Crouch, Brody Smith, Eddie Betts. You can't really argue with
too many
of them.
So,
but big nights for the Crows and Port Boys.
Well, fantastic night. Matty Crouch, I think he was averaging 35 possessions per game. And he had a wonderful year. And this is what Matty Crouch had to say about his win.
Yeah, it gives me great pleasure to announce that Matt Crouch is this year's 2017 club champion.
Yeah, excited. It's obviously a great honour to win this award. I think it's something you definitely don't expect, but very honoured to be up here tonight. And you look at the past winners, and I don't feel right wearing this jacket when you look at them blokes.
It's amazing, isn't it? And I say this respectfully, he's sort of come from nowhere, Tyce.
Yeah, in some ways,
isn't
he?
It was all talk about his brother Brad, and of course, copped the injuries, but Matty Crouch has come from nowhere and been so, so consistent.
Oh, that's the thing. I think he polled in every game.
Every game.
Much, which is a huge effort. And that just shows how consistent he was. And when you're getting 30, 40 plus possessions every week, and he just seemed to keep finding a way to get the ball, which was great. So as I said, it helped out Rory Sloane and his brother to come in. And they've got a good little mix in that midfield area now. So well done to him. That's a great effort.
Now, we'll come back in a moment.
Yeah, gee, Cage. It's all happening.
Well, it's amazing. Last week, everybody was cock-a-hoop.
Yep.
Confident, springing their step, talking about Adelaide becoming the premiership winners. Talking about how good their season's been. A week later, bloody hell, bomb's hit the place.
It seems like it, doesn't it? It definitely seems like it. There's so much going on, and all very quickly.
Unbelievable. Some good, some ordinary, some very ugly.
Yep.
We'll come back and dissect it right after this. I'm angry.
He's angry. He's KG. He's Tyson Edwards. They are Dead Set Legends on 104.7 Triple M. Saturday mornings from 8 these days. You're Dead Set Legends. Get a little sleep in. So do you. KG and Tyson Edwards on 104.7 Triple M.
Thank you, Sean. As we mentioned before, going to that lovely song, what a mess it's been for the Adelaide Football Club. It's just, you would have thought, Tyson, after all the drama this week, that Adelaide would have finished bottom of the premiership table,
yep,
and would have had a disastrous year. With all the nonsense that's going on at the moment, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, if you were from outer space and just landed and were listening to what's happening, you would think Adelaide had, as you just said, Adelaide had a really poor year.
Exactly.
And all hell's breaking loose, and Port had a pretty good year and looked like getting stronger. So it's amazing, isn't it, how we carry on. But
I'm going to talk about the Jake Lever situation. Yep. Is Jake Lever, and I'll throw it up into the Triple M family here, 133353 is our number, is Jake Lever a spoilt brat? Or is he entitled to run off with a $3.6 million? And added to that, has the Adelaide Football Club handled this situation poorly?
Mm.
Who's right and who's wrong in this? It's like a marriage that's
it's gone an ugly purport. Divorce, isn't it? It's an ugly divorce.
It's him against her. It's absolutely been disastrous.
And he's apparently told not to come to the best and fairest, or advised that it's going to be pretty uncomfortable for you. And There's that going on. There's photos of him at the dump throwing crows.
How bad was that? I saw that video, that shot, and it's not entirely conclusive that he was dumping the crows gear that he actually was given. That was terrible.
To be perfectly honest, on a bit of a different side note, this is a bit of an issue with Adelaide, I think, with how we carry on with exactly what's going on now.
Are you having a crack at the media here?
I am, yeah. Well, I'm having a crack at myself, I guess, with how we carry on and how brutal we are. I mean, I remember being on this show early in the year, about halfway through the year, when the Crows had a bit of a lull, won the first six.
I put my hand up.
And lost a couple, and there was people saying, oh, we're not good, we're not going to make the finals. I said that. And they were still on top of the ladder basically the whole year. And you can't have a much better year than what they did.
No.
But here we are, you know, having a go on them. But anyway, that's a little bit off track. But I think it's got a little bit to do with players like Jake, who make decisions, whether it's just money, whether it's family, whether it's the pressure of living in Adelaide. All these things go into it.
Yep.
And I just think we're a bit too full on with how we carry on about it.
Yeah, fair call. Well, look, this is young Jake Lever talking to Brian Taylor.
Listen.
Yeah, during the week. This is what he had to say.
I'll be going back to Melbourne to be with my family and friends. I've nominated the Melbourne Football Club. My manager has done a deal through the Melbourne Football Club, which is obviously securing my future, and really happy with it. They're young, they're exciting, especially to watch, and you know, they've shown great interest in me.
That's young Jake Levin. Fair dinkum. And in response, this is what the head of football at the Adelaide Football Club, Brett Burton, had to say about the Jake Lever situation.
It's extremely disappointing, and we've got a third-year player who decides that they want to leave our footy club and nominate another footy club. You know, that's what free agency's for. There's 10 clubs in Victoria, and we just negotiate with whoever's going to give us the best value.
No doubt that there's anger there.
There's plenty going on.
Or really, really, really anger there. Yeah. No doubt about that.
You know, if you compare this to Dangerfield last year, now he's had a longer service here.
Yep.
And he's done, but it's handled completely differently, isn't it?
Exactly. Look, we'll throw the lines open.
Let's have a listen to what the family have to say.
133353, lines are open right now. You'll get on. Is Jake Lever a spoilt brat? Is he entitled to go for the money? And secondly, have you seen this situation handled by the Adelaide Football Club? And in fact, what some of the supporters are saying to me in the streets, fair dinkum, honestly, they just want to grow up, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
Well, Tyson, what a day it was yesterday at Bathurst. Can you believe the speed these blokes are going at the moment?
Absolutely flying at the moment. Very very quick times, and it's going to be a cracking race by the sounds.
Oh,
very
unbelievable stuff. And who better to talk about what's happening at Bathurst? It's, of course, an Adelaide-born young man. I want to say young man. He is young compared to my age.
He's a legend.
He's a legend and known as the Enforcer. And he'd love to be out there whizzing around Bathurst at the moment. And I refer to Russell Engle. Russell, thanks for your time.
Oh, see, this is why I always like talking to you guys. You're one of the few people that are nice to me, and I have to put up with Schofield weekend, who's really nasty to me. So you're pumping up my tires, so that's good.
Hey, Russell, wouldn't you love to be out there seeing the times they're going at the moment?
Man, I tell you what, I'm getting severe withdrawal symptoms. I've never smoked in my life, but I reckon it must be like when you're giving up smoking. I haven't missed a Bathurst since '93, you know, consecutively. So.
Yep.
Yeah, mate, it's hard, especially when you see the track conditions are perfect, the times are so fast, and you see some of the drivers getting out and their eyes are like golf balls, and you can see they're having, you can see they're having a good time, you know. So, yeah, but, mate, super, like you were saying before, super fast times. Like, we're talking not a little bit. I mean, Scott McLaughlin did a lap that was nearly a second quicker than the lap record held by Jamie Wincup, which... You know, a second is like 3 days. It's just unbelievably fast, you know. So, yeah, they're on it really hard. And I don't know what sort of times we're going to see in the shootout today, but it's going to be pretty special.
Russell, was there any particular reason for the quick times? And Ford seemed to be doing all right as well. They're 5 or 6 out of the top 10 quickest times. Is there any particular reason for it?
Well, it's a good question because they're back on the tyre that they used last year because they changed construction and compounds of tyres for this year, and they've had a few failures at Phillip Island. And they're a bit concerned going to the fastest track of the championship that the you don't want a tyre blowing out here. So they've reverted back to last year's. So the tyres are same. It's just basically technology. The cars have been advanced in how they handle and all the rest of the things. Horsepowers. All the teams have got a bit more horsepower development nowadays too, so they've got a bit more grunt under the hood. And I think the biggest thing is just the drivers are pushing them harder. Yeah, you know, they're just having a bigger dip at it. And when you've got guys like Scott McLaughlin, who, seriously, you know, unfortunately he's a Kiwi, but, you know, apart from that, he's seriously talented, and they're just having a big go at it.
Gee, Russ, the frightening thing is that Scotty McLaughlin said he made a mistake on one of the corners there, and he could have gone even faster, for goodness sake.
Yeah, but they always say that, though, don't they?
200.
Yeah, it's like a football player. Yeah, I reckon I could have kicked it from the 80 yards. Yeah, yeah, you're right, but I didn't.
Like, yeah. Incredible. Like 295 meters clocked, like going down Condron Strait. That's almost flying, honestly.
That's not bad for a big taxi cab, is it? It's going all right. It's going pretty hard.
Now, Russell, give us a bit of a rundown of today. Obviously, we've got the shootout happening and with the top 10 drivers there. Give us your thoughts on that and obviously tomorrow with the big one.
Yeah, I mean, look, you can't, I mean, it's a big race. It's 161 laps, 1,000 kilometres. I just hope a lot of these guys aren't getting caught up in the one lap wonders, as we call them, you know, because it's a big day, you know. But you can't go, I mean, Scott McLaughlin is going to be hard to beat unless he messes the lap up.
Yep.
I think you can almost guarantee he's going to be on the front row somewhere. The super cheap car of Chaz Mostert, I rate Chaz.
He can drive, can't he?
Cool, he's a cool kid, you know. He's not one of these princey kids with a flashy haircut. The James Courtney that's got a haircut that looks like a wave that a surfer would surf on, you know, and highlights and all this sort of dribble. Seriously, you know, he's a bit of a grotty little kid, and I actually like him. I'm going to claim him as an Adelaide boy.
Good.
He used to have a mullet, but I've got him to trim that off. But yeah, Mostert's good value. And from there, well, winner bottom's good, you know, former champion, former Bathurst winner, you know, pro drive car, Falcons are going really good. So actually Fords dominate the top 10. So if you're a Ford fan, you're looking pretty good.
So who's your choice for the big one, Russ, before you leave us? Who's your choice?
I like Chaz. I'm going to stick with him, you know. I think they've been playing the right game.
Yep.
Their cars, the Waters car, Stanaway car, who's the third car in the Pro Drive, actually won the Sandown 500 a couple of weeks ago.
Yep.
And that car was fast. I just think they've been playing the right balance of speed and also endurance, you know. And everyone's going to go for Scott McLaughlin. I'm going to put my money on him because he's a former winner and he's a good steerer. I'm going to run with him.
Well, there you go, Tosh. You've heard it from the man who knows what's happening in Bathurst.
We know exactly what's going on now. That should be a cracking race, though, by the sounds of it.
Absolutely. Russ, we appreciate your time, and of course, Fox Sports has live and continuous coverage of the Bathurst 1000 on a dedicated 24/7 pop-up channel. So we'll be watching, and with all the action tomorrow, it should be absolutely fantastic.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Russell. Appreciate your time, Adelaide boy. No Russell problem. Engle, the enforcer.
He sounds like
I used to love him when he was driving.
He used
to knock him over.
Sounds like he's missing a bit of the speed out there and the way the boys are going around.
295 k's.
Yeah, that's
down Conrod Strait. Imagine the car. 295 k's. You're lucky in the bloody aeroplane.
That sounded right too. But no, it looks like it's going to be a good day today, and obviously the big one tomorrow.
Yeah, the big one tomorrow
should be good.
Our special guest was Russell Engle.
Triple M rocks sport, all kinds of sport. Are we allowed to, Cage, are we allowed to talk about this new segment that you've got coming up after 9 o'clock? Is this meant to be a surprise?
I've got no idea, Sean.
I love this. The Rage Cage.
Oh, Rage Cage.
KG is often known as Cage around here. So the Rage Cage, can it get any better than that?
Well, it couldn't get any worse.
Your Dead Set Legends this morning are KG, Ken Cunningham and Tyson Edwards this morning on 104.7 Triple M.
Good on you, Sean. Look, this is a silly season coming up so far as Adelaide and Port Adelaide are concerned. Tyson, what top-up players do you think Port Adelaide need?
Port Adelaide, all
and,
right.
And our Triple M family can give us a call, Port Adelaide or Crows. What do both clubs need to sort of top up? 133-53 is our number.
It certainly is a silly season. This was where lots of players had spoken about, but
exactly.
There is probably a little bit more happens these days as far as trades go. So as far as Port Adelaide, forward line you'd say is pretty reasonable at the moment.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more help for Charlie Dixon, yep. Which we've got a couple of young kids coming through in Todd Marshall. Who showed a little bit last year in a couple of games.
Very
he looks
good.
Like
yep.
he can nearly take the role of a Justin Westhoff type when Westy leaves. And Dougal Howard is a bit like probably
him.
a little bit like Jackson Trengove.
Yeah, I like
he
him.
Can play back and forward and help out in the ruck. So there's a couple of kids that got coming through. So I think they've got enough there to work with. The only area probably for me is maybe the midfield, which they look like they're adding Rockliffe from Brisbane.
Yep.
So he certainly helps that mix and you could see
they'll go for Motlop too.
I think they'll go pretty hard at him. And if they were to lose someone like Jarman Impey, that's a pretty easy straight swap. So the backs look pretty settled, a bit like Crows. They're a reasonably young group, but seem to mix quite well together. And as I said, they've got a couple of boys that can sort of swing both ways.
Correct.
Billy Frampton's another one that hasn't played a lot, had lots of injuries. The club, shocking year with injury.
Yeah,
the club rate pretty highly. So I'd only want to see probably a little bit of backup help for Paddy Ryder, a young kid to develop coming through.
And the Crows?
The Crowies, well, forward line, you give him a tick. I don't think you need to add too much there. What are you sighing for?
Well, they want to perform better than they performed grand final.
Don't blame the forwards for the delivery fickle. Coming in.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
I was there and watched, and I wouldn't have wanted to be a forward grand final day. So,
right.
But they've got a really good mix of.
Would you go for Stephen Motlop?
Perhaps if you lost Charlie Cameron, if that something like that was to happen,
I'd go for him.
Depends on money also.
Yep.
I assume he's wanting reasonable money, but if Charlie Cameron left, like Port, Impey out. Motlop in, that's a similar type player. But I think they've got some other kids coming through, like Millera, who's had a bit of a go at it. He looks like he's got plenty of offer there. So I think they've got some other ones coming through that might be able to do that. Defensive end is interesting now with obviously Lever going. Brody Smith out for, he'll be out for, you would think, the rest of the
months.
Year, all of next year.
That's a bad loss.
That's probably the area at the moment that's probably causing a little concern. Obviously, Andy Otten can play a role forward
Duday?
And back.
What about Duday? There are big raps about Duday.
Yeah, he's had a really good season in the SNFL. I think he comes second. Best and fairest.
Yep, yep.
And obviously, also you got Cole Cheney there as well that hardly played this year. So
Didn't play at all, virtually.
You know, he can play a role. So they've got some options there, but that's probably the one causing them the most grief. And they sound like, Gibbs will probably come up again in discussion as far as adding to their midfield
depth. Would you get him?
I'd have a look at someone in their midfield just to add a little bit of
Cam
depth.
Cam Ellis Yeoman?
Yeah, well, he's another one that obviously did his knee. He played, had a really, almost a breakout year the year before.
Yep.
So there's another one that can step into that role. And they seem to be able to keep finding these kids to come in and fill some roles. So both teams are looking reasonably good and probably don't need to add a lot, but one or two players here and there doesn't hurt.
Okay, let's go to Hugh of Seaford Rise. Hugh, what's your situation? Hugh?
Yeah, g'day, fellas. I'm a Port supporter, and I just want to say I think Rockliffe coming, should it get done, obviously, is a massive bonus for us, allowing Chad Wingard and Robbie Gray to either stay at home forward full-time or certainly a greater percentage than what they have been, especially Chad.
Yeah, it's a good little rotation, that one, even to mix forward and mid
and just keep
them rotating through. Yep. And there's some talent in that, those three players.
Yeah, I think if you've got Dixon, Marshall, Wingard, Gray, things are looking all right.
Yep.
Especially with the grunt we've already got in the midfield. And then if you manage to pluck a Motlop, although perhaps starting to get a bit small if we do that, then there's certainly a lot more pace and greater rotational ability there.
Gee, I reckon Port will go really hard at, uh, Stephen Motlop, Hugh, there. I reckon they'll go really hard at him.
Yeah, I think they'll. He can certainly add to their mix. Once again, it all comes down to money, all that sort of thing. How much is there for Port and whether that fits into the group, but no, he'd certainly add something to the team.
I reckon we've got time to take a couple more callers. If you want to have your say about Port Adelaide or the Crows, who they should bring in or out, 133353, give us a call right now here in Triple M. Okay, we've got time for a couple more calls?
Certainly have, and it's amazing how things change dramatically. Like it's quite incredible this time of the year when they talk about getting this player, that player. Will Bryce Gibbs come to the Crows? There appears to be a very air of confidence about that having, and that would be a huge plus for the Crows.
Yeah, it would. I mean, he's a quality player. He'll add a lot to the group, obviously. But you know, he's still got 2 years, I think, on his contract, so that's not an easy thing to do. But he's been spoken about for the last Two years, really, hasn't he?
Yep.
Another interesting one, Aaron Francis from Essendon, the young SA
wants
boy.
Wants to come back. Now, I don't know much about him. Did you know much about him at all, Tom?
He's a reasonably tall, I think he's been playing mainly a sort of a key-back type role, and he's had some injuries and issues that, you know, he'd just like to come home to family, I think. That's his main reason.
Without a bit of depth.
And he was a
high pick.
Five or six, I think.
Yeah,
don't quote me on that one, but I think he's somewhere around there.
Six.
So he's obviously got something about him. So he would definitely add to both teams if that was I think he's got a contract for next year, so it might be really difficult to get him back. But you know, a little player like that, a little smoky like that, pops up. That would be handy. So there's lots talked about, probably too much. We all get a little bit jumpy about all the names we throw around. And
have the Crows got enough support for a source?
Yeah, that's always been a concern.
That's always worried me.
If the big source does go down.
Because he's had a super year.
Yeah, Jenkins has obviously helped out there a little bit.
I don't like that situation.
I'd almost like to see clubs take a punt with, a little bit like what Richmond do with Sean Grigg.
Yep.
That
worked beautifully.
Throw a midfielder in there and throw a completely different mix at it.
That worked perfectly.
Centre bounce is obviously a slight concern. You might need to put someone in there. But then again, just let the other ruckman go up and see what happens. I'd like to see a bit of a change up in that. So, although if Big Sauce went down, it's a worry because our midfielders are used to roving to him.
Reading.
But let's throw something different at the opposition.
Yeah,
I don't mind
point.
A bit of a change there.
Okay, this is the Dead Set Legends on this beautiful Saturday morning. More to come your way very shortly.
Rage Cage coming up.
Yes, coming up.
On Triple M's Dead Set Legends.
Don't make me angry.
It's time.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
For the Rage Cage.
Rage Cage.
Rage Cage. Look, I must say, and it's hard for me to do this, but I'm so disappointed with the Adelaide Football Club. As we learned during the week, and I'm talking about the situation with young Jake Lever, who made the point that he's leaving the Crows, going to Melbourne. No doubt the club's disappointed to lose him. They've made that point quite strongly. But he also made the point during the week that he was going to Melbourne, but he was still going to attend the Best and Fairest, which was held last night. And when I read in today's press, and it really disappointed me enormously that the Adelaide Football Club allegedly said to Jake, you're better off not coming to the Best and Fairest. Now, to me, that is ridiculous. It tells the world that there's friction and anger and drama between a young player leaving the club and the Adelaide Football Club. You've got to be bigger than that, surely. If the young man wanted to go to the Best and Fairest, he played all year. He finished, 11th in the Best and Fairest count. The young man should have been able to go. And I think it's quite childish that the Adelaide Football Club, if they've done so, if the report is accurate, said to the young man, you're better off not attending. That, to me, is childish, ludicrous. You've got to be bigger than that. You've got to bite the bloody bullet. You're unhappy. He's gone. He's gone. But don't leave on bad, bad terms. It's childish. It's unprofessional. It's all those things, from my point of view. Ridiculous.
I'm glad you said the word if, because if that is actually what happened.
That's been reported in today's press for everybody to digest and read.
Yes, no, I understand that. But I would have thought this is how it would go down. The Crows would have said to Jake, obviously there's some things going on behind the scenes that
I don't know.
Whether it's players or someone's not quite happy with how it's all gone down. So that someone from the club would have rang Jake or his manager and said, look, it's probably going to be a little bit uncomfortable for you. If there is some players that aren't happy, you know, there might be uncomfortable for you there. there'll be some supporters there that might not be happy that you're going.
Stuff the supporters.
Might not be going for the right reason. It's just the money. So they would have said, look, it's probably going to be a bit uncomfortable for you. It's up to you. I would have thought they would have said, it's up to you if you want to come or not.
But that's not how it's been reported.
No, I understand that. But I'd be really surprised if the Crows said, you know, don't come.
If the club had said that, and if I was in Jake Lever's shoes, I'd have said to the club, hey, I'm bigger than that. I've played here for 3 years. I'm going to attend the best and fairest. I'm not going to walk away from this club ill-feeling or holding grudges. You may not be happy with the fact that the decision I've made, but that's my call, and I'm going there. If there are players unhappy, well, so be it.
Yep.
I'm bigger than that.
The only
that's ridiculous.
The only
honestly.
Other thing from my point of view is there's been a lot. Oh, not a lot. There's been a little bit too much for my liking of Jake Lever talking in the media and telling us what he's doing. So
he's going.
I would have thought that's what your manager's for to have those discussions. But I don't know. I just don't like the feel of it all. I think Jake's got a fair bit to do with this as well. It's not just the Adelaide Football Club, so I wouldn't be just having a crack at that.
The Adelaide Football Club has lowered itself. That if they're not happy with what Jake Lever's done, don't bring yourself down to that level. Hold your head high. Take to the high moral ground and say, you're welcome, but this may happen, but you're welcome to come.
They might have said that, though, Cage. That's
what
I'm saying.
It's not how it's been reported in the paper.
I know. Don't always believe what you read.
You can only comment on what you read, Tice.
Well, I know in my case, when I finished, and it was a little bit differently, but I didn't finish well with the coach. So there was a little bit of ill feeling there. But the Crows said, look, we really, really want you to come to the best and fairest.
Did you go?
And yeah, I went. And it was a good night.
Well, so you should.
But... So and it's sort of a similar, in some ways, a little bit of a similar situation, but I'm sure the Crows would have said, mate, we want you to come
on. That's not how it's been reported. 133353, folks. Am I right or am I wrong here? Should the club have said to Jake Levy, you are welcome to go to the best and fairest? It's been reported. They told him it would be wise not to attend. Now, that to me... Clearly, I can see Sean over there blowing steam. It's coming out of both ears.
I agree with Tyson. I think there is so much more to this story. And for whatever reason, the Crows management are staying pretty quiet on this. So much more to the story.
Well, come out and say it. Put it to bed. Bury it.
Well, I reckon there's been actively a lot of misinformation spread from the non-Crows side about what happened over the last 4 weeks and threats of we're going to expose what happened over the last 4 weeks if you don't do what we do. I think it's been really ugly, and I think the Crows, because they've been quiet, are copping it all. I think there's much more to it.
Sorry, Sean. The other thing the Crows have to be careful of is they're trying to work out a trade for this guy as well, so they can't be coming out saying
But why stop him going to the best and fair?
I agree with you. If they actually said to him, we don't want you to come, I totally agree with what you're saying, but I'm not sure that's happened.
Well, it's been reported as such. Don't come to the best and fair. I think it's quite childish. 133353, that's our number. Give us a call. Is the Adelaide Football Club right or wrong in allegedly saying to... Jake Lever, don't attend the best and fairest. 133353 is our number.
That was the Rage Cage.
Well, that was a good start.
It's childish,
good,
really.
Good start for the Cage.
Yep.
Childish.
Triple M.
Well, be bigger than that.
Dead Set Legends on Triple M. It's KG and Tyson Edwards. And this, I just love saying this, is the Rage Cage.
Thank you, Sean. And we're talking to the Triple M family. Was the Adelaide Football Club right or wrong in allegedly saying to Jake Lever, don't attend the best and fairest last night? Let's go to the phones. James of Salisbury. Morning, James.
How you going, mate? Right.
Yeah, good. Thanks, James.
That's good.
What's your take on it?
Bloody pretty stupid, mate, to be honest. He should be able to bloody come because he played good for the club all year.
Yeah, see, I don't know what would have been achieved by saying don't come.
Definitely. That's why I can't stop. That's why I can't put Adelaide not letting Jackson Trengrove come. Your buddy went.
Well, no, I think it was different, James. I think Jackson.
Oh, sort of.
He made the call on the other side of the ledger. It was Jake Lever who said during the week, and it was reported in the press that he was going to attend. Good on you, James. Thanks for your call. Let's go to Mark of Seaford. Morning, Mark.
And fellas.
Yes, Mark.
Hey, you're right, KG. It was weak. It was weak as water, actually. I mean, this is why we have leadership, right, is to make the tough decisions, right? Yeah. Okay, they might not like that he's leaving, but it's part of business now. It's a business, you know?
It is.
right? He made a business decision. It's probably a smart one too, you know. If we look at it, we may not like it, but you have to accept it.
Well, when I read during the week where the kid said, "I'm going to the Best and Fairest," I said, "Good on you." That's showing some good old-fashioned balls, if you like. And you know, you've made a call. You've made a tough call, a call the club is not happy about. But stand up to what you've said. No, I agree. On your mark, thanks for your call. We've got Den of Seaford Meadows. G'day, Den.
G'day, Cage. G'day, Tyson.
How are you, Den? Yeah, what's your thoughts?
I think it's a bit of a knee-jerk reaction, really. You know, this is footy these days. You've got record player movement. You've got record player payments. You know, he had a right to be there. He played for the season. He played well. I just think it's damaging for their brand. And, you know, what are they going to do next time this happens? Why didn't they do it last time this happened?
Well, that's my point. I don't know what's achieved by doing it. You're only leaving the gate wide open to get a slap in the face.
Mm-hmm. That's
and,
what...
I mean, sorry, go what again. Are future players going to think? You know, is this something that plays into their mind if they're thinking of coming to the club? Is this something that runs through the minds of the current players with the club? I just think it was a poor decision for a club to make. It should be bigger than that.
Yeah, no, I agree totally.
If they did make it. I'll throw this one out.
It's been reported.
I'll throw this one out. Yeah. What looks worse, Jackson Trengove not going because he didn't want to, or the Crows not letting Jake Lever come, if that's what happened?
I think it's worse the club, Adelaide, saying to Jake Lever, after Jake Lever had publicly made the point, I'm going to attend the Best and Fairest. Them coming out and allegedly saying, we don't want you to attend, that's worse in my view. Okay. I said full marks I'm disappointed about Jake Lever, and there are things that have probably happened. But we're bigger than that. We move on. We get over it.
Do you think Jackson Trengove should have gone to Port?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so do I.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
We're running a Twitter poll at the moment, pretty much evenly split. Jake Lever to come to the BNF, should he have been allowed? 52% say yes. 48% say no because he's causing drama.
Oh, get over drama. It. Come on. Rage After all cage. Said and done, what do they say? It's only a game.
It's no such thing as only a game. That's why we have Dead Set Legends.
I love your passion, Sean.
KG on my left. Tyson Edwards on my right. Triple M down the middle.
Young Luke Edwards. Future star.
The Sunday Dead Set Legends. Every Sunday morning from 10 on 104.7 Triple M. Thanks to CMI Toyota.
South Australia's number one Toyota dealer and the home of the 1-hour express service.
Triple M.